This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue crews saved a 10-day-old baby and his mother trapped in the ruins of a building in Turkey on Friday and dug several people from other sites. As President Tayyip Erdogan said, authorities should have reacted faster to this week's huge earthquake. The confirmed death toll from the deadliest quake in the region in two decades stood at more than 22,000 across southern Turkey and northwest Syria 4 days after it hit. Hundreds of thousands more people have been left homeless and short of food in bleak winter conditions, and leaders in both countries have faced questions about their response. Hundreds of tents have been erected at a stadium in southern Turkey, turning its field into a makeshift camp for residents affected by the earthquake. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local, international organizations and the Turkish government are distributing hot meals as well as tents and blankets, but are still struggling to reach many people in need. Nargis, an earthquake victim, tells the AP, "At the time of the collapse of our house, my son took video on his phone. I can't remember that moment because I was under the rubble." Turkey rescuers have pulled several people alive from the shattered remnants of buildings on Friday, some who survived more than 100 hours trapped under crushed concrete in the bitter cold. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Moldova's pro-Western government resigned on Friday after a turbulent 18 months in power marked by economic turmoil and the spillover effects of conflict in neighboring Ukraine. Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita, whose resignation was accepted by the president and who nominated already a 48-year-old presidential aide to replace her. This is VOA News. Russia unleashed a new wave of missile strikes on energy infrastructure across Ukraine on Friday, causing power outages, restricting water supplies, and prompting new calls by Kyiv for Western arms. At least 17 missiles hit in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia in an hour in the heaviest attack since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year, local officials said. Ukraine's national grid operator said drone and missile strikes on power stations and transmission facilities overnight and during the Friday morning rush hour damaged energy facilities in eastern, southern, and western Ukraine. The United States will explore taking action against entities connected to China's military that supported the flight of a Chinese spy balloon into U.S. airspace last week, a senior State Department official said on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Jan reports.
The White House echoed the notion that Washington would take action, but has not specified what measures are under consideration. The FBI is leading efforts to analyze recovered remains of the balloon and said it had obtained only limited physical evidence. The Bureau has said it does not yet have enough information to assess its capabilities. But the State Department source said high-resolution imagery of the balloon revealed it was capable of conducting signals intelligence collection operations.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Two people, including a child, were killed on Friday in a car-ramming attack on a bus stop in Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem, Israeli authorities said. The attack comes amid spiraling violence in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict this year. Jerusalem's hospital said one of the dead was 20 years old, while police later said the child was aged 6. U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss saving the Amazon rainforest with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Friday, but despite their alliance on the climate crisis, the leaders of the America's two biggest countries will still differ sharply on Ukraine. U.S. officials say the climate crisis and Brazil's crucial role as the country containing most of the world's largest rainforest will be a top priority during Biden's Oval Office discussions with the leftist leader. Lula, who previously led Brazil from 2003 to 2010, took office again in January after defeating right-winger Jair Bolsonaro. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.